Today's daf was Yuma Daf Dalid. The entire Amud Aleph was dedicated to three rayos in the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish disagree as to how we know that a Kohen Gadol has to be separated 7 days in advance of Yom HaKippurim. We already learned that in yesterday's daf. Rabbi Yochanan learns it from the pasuk that we've been quoting the whole time by the Miluim, Kasharasa b'yom hazeh, Siva Hashem la'asos l'chaper aleichem, so l'chaper refers to Yom HaKippurim, and Rish Lakish says, no, nothing to do with that. We learn it from Matan Torah, from Har Sinai, that just like by Har Sinai, you needed to be separated 6 days, of Moshe Rabbeinu had 6 days of preparation before going up to Har Sinai, so too we need 7 days before we ever encounter the Shechina. Aye, it's off by 1 day, okay, so the Gemara says, Tumas Beis, so there's some additional concern by the Kohen Gadol that makes us add the 7th day. But the Amud Aleph is all about rayos in one direction or the other. So the first raya is Rabbi Yochanan's, a raya for Rabbi Yochanan, because we sprinkle for all 7 days. We do the Hazaa and the Kohen Gadol for all 7 days, and that mimics the Miluim. That's what we did by the Miluim. That does not at all mimic anything that happened at Har Sinai. So it sounds like it's connected to the Miluim, that it's not connected to Har Sinai. The second raya for Rabbi Yochanan is that there is a brisa that darshins from an extra word, bezos. Bezos yavo Aaron el Hakodesh. So Bezos teaches that the preparation for Yom HaKippurim mimics the Miluim, in the sense that just like the Miluim, there were 7 days preparing for 1 day, so to the Kohen Gadol, 7 days preparing for 1 day. The Brisa spells all this out, that it's supposed to be just like the Miluim. So you see that there's a direct connection with the Miluim. That Brisa, parenthetically, happens to also quote the Pasuk, Kasher aso b'yom hazeh tziva Hashem la'asos l'chaper aleichem. The Gemara explains the need for the second Pasuk is just to tell us that this din of separating for 7 days is not just a din for Aaron HaKohen, it's not just a din for the first Yom HaKippurim, it's a din l'doros, it's a din for all times, and for all other Kohanim Gedolim as well. Then the third raya is a raya for Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish has a braisa where there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion seems to be that Moshe Rabbeinu waited 6 days after Kabbalah HaTorah to get the Torah. So the implication of Rabbi Yossi Aglili is that that Moshe Rabbeinu was not immediately engulfed in the Anan, in the clouds of the Shechina. He couldn't be yet. He wasn't allowed to be yet. He needed a preparation time. Rabbi Akiva happens to hold that he was right away, that Moshe Rabbeinu was immediately engulfed in the Shechina. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says he wasn't immediately, he needed preparation. So you see from there that there's a din that you need preparation before encountering the Shechina. The Gemara then just mentions the whole Amud Beis is all about Matan Torah, different issues of Matan Torah. So one of the things we emphasize is Gilu Bara Ada, that there's a sense of trepidation at Kabbalah HaTorah, even though there's also a sense of rejoicing simultaneously. So that's why it's Kedei La'ayim love, that the Torah was given be'ima beretas ubezeya. The Torah was given with a tremendous sense of fear. The Gemara also records the machlokas whether there are 6 days that we of preparation that the Chumash refers to were before Matan Torah or after Kabbalah HaTorah. It parallels the machlokas as to what day of the calendar the Torah was given on. Was it on Vav Sivan or on Zayin Sivan? Everyone agrees it was on Shabbos. The question is what day Shabbos was that year. The Gemara then tries to figure out the Cheshbon. Wait a second. If the 6 days are after the day of Kabbalah HaTorah, and then you have another 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu spent on the mountain, so that would mean that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the first Luchos and broke the first Luchos, it wasn't Shavas or B'Tammuz. It was 6 days later. It was the 23rd day of Tammuz, and that's very strange because we always assume it was Shavas or B'Tammuz. So the Gemara says that even if you assume that the 6 days began after Kabbalah HaTorah, those 6 days are the first six of the 40. You don't start counting the 40 after those 6 days. Those 6 days are 1 through 6 of the 40. Then the Gemara quotes a stira whether only Moshe or all of Klal Yisrael is capable of hearing Hashem's voice. And the Gemara has two answers. By Har Sinai, all of Klal Yisrael heard Hashem's voice. By the Ol Moed, only Moshe Rabbeinu heard it. Or whenever it says Vayikra, that means everyone heard it. Whenever it says Vayidaber, that only Moshe heard. Then the Gemara also quotes a stira whether Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to go into the Anan, into this presence of the Shechina. So on the one hand, it sounds like he couldn't go, it was too kadosh for him. On the other hand, the pasuk says ve'yavo Moshe b'tocha anan. So it says lo yachol Moshe lavo alam loed ki shachin lavo anan, and then it says that he went in. So the Gemara has two possibilities: either he couldn't go in, so Hashem had to pull him in, or he couldn't go in, so Hashem made a tunnel for him to be able to go in where there's no actual anan, so he's able to go in just like the by Kriyas Yamsuf, where Hashem sort of made a path to be able to go through on the dry land. And then at the very end of the daf, we learned the halacha of confidentiality. reality. That if a person is Omer Davar L'Chavero, Shuv B'Bal Yomar, we always assume it's, if someone tells you something, we always assume it's B'Bal Yomar. Don't say it to anybody else. Ad Shiyomar Lo Lechemar. Until he tells you, you're allowed to say it to somebody else. And how do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, Lemar. Vayidavar Hashem Elav Me'el Moed, Lemar. Lemar, Rashi points out, is Lo Amar. Don't say it to anybody unless you're otherwise given permission.